In this bulletin, concerns a virus outbreak has spread to regional New South Wales. The Prime Minister dismisses calls to fast-track a coronavirus vaccine. And in Formula One, the Australian Grand Prix could be delayed due to restrictions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. There are fears a Sydney virus cluster has spread to regional New South Wales after an infected person travelled there on a camping trip. The state has recorded four locally acquired coronavirus cases, three of which are linked to the Barala cluster and one household contact of the Croydon outbreak who is in isolation. An 18-year-old man from Barala is revealed to have visited the regional towns of Orange, Nyngan and Broken Hill. Deputy Premier John Barilaro is urging residents of those regions to get tested if symptoms occur.
This is again a reminder of what can occur. What can occur for people that are moving out of Sydney, and we've said clearly in the past, if you have any symptoms, if you are concerned, you should limit your mobility. You should limit travel to regional and rural New South Wales. Even though we are confident in the health infrastructure in the regions, it brings a greater risk.
Victoria has reported three locally acquired coronavirus infections and one international case in hotel quarantine. The latest cases were detected among the more than 32,000 tests conducted yesterday as testing capacity is boosted and wait times reduced. Several popular Melbourne spots have been added to the list of exposure sites, including Springvale Shopping Centre, Chadstone Shopping Centre and Federation Square. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the government's plan to approve a COVID-19 vaccine in March. There have been calls for a vaccine to be fast-tracked amid fresh outbreaks in Sydney and Melbourne. Labor's government services spokesman Bill Shorten has told the Nine Network other countries have successfully inoculated their people.
Countries like Israel have already vaccinated 12.5% of their population, so... You know, as one unkind person sent to me on overnight, it seems to be that the government announces a lot of this stuff, but it's all gab, no jab.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told radio station 3AW any suggestions to rush a vaccine are dangerous. Mr Morrison says, unlike countries dealing with larger outbreaks, Australia does not need to take unnecessary risks.
They are in a position where they have no other choice because of the terrible situation they find themselves in. Now, in Australia, we're not in that situation, and so it's important that Australians have total confidence in this vaccine, and that requires all the proper processes to be followed.
Travellers from Greater Sydney will now face fines of up to $8,000 if they enter the ACT. Residents of the region, including the Central Coast, Blue Mountains and Wollongong, are currently banned from travelling to the territory without an exemption. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr says police will be targeting vehicles with New South Wales number plates.
The new year does not mean any lessening of the COVID risk. And the situation we find ourselves in now with closed borders is something that we will experience from week to week and month to month throughout this year. There will continue to be outbreaks. There will be localised clusters, like we've seen in New South Wales, and this is going to continue for some time to come.
Western Australians have been warned their lives and homes are under threat as they brace for another day of dangerous fire conditions. Bushfire emergency warnings are in place for the shires of Gingin and Dangaragan, north of Perth. Residents have been told to leave if it is safe to do so or shelter in their homes as the fire is moving quickly. And in sport, in Formula One, the Australian Grand Prix looks likely to be postponed because of Melbourne's strict coronavirus quarantine rules. The event at Albert Park was set to open the Formula One season on the 21st of March. No announcements have been made and tickets are yet to go on sale, but various reports say a postponement is likely to be revealed this month. Last year's Australian Grand Prix was cancelled just hours before first practice after a McLaren team member contracted the virus. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 36. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, light showers and 21. Hobart, a possible shower and 22 degrees. Canberra, showers, 24. Wollongong, a shower or two, 24. Sydney, similar conditions and 26. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, storms with possible heavy falls, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.